Juju Morales is the award-winning author of the children's book Dreamers. The book depicts her journey to the U.S. Morales blends Mexican folkloric art with her personal struggles and fears. November 14th, the National Center for Children's Illustrated Literature will be opening Juju Morales' featured exhibition of her artwork. Joining me in the studio today is head curator of the National Center for Children's Illustrated Literature, Debbie Lilick. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Of course. So, Juju Morales is an award-winning author, but there are lots to choose from. What about her artwork captured your attention?
Well, one of the things that was of paramount importance to the Nickel is that we can engage all aspects of the community, and we've never had a Latina artist before. So that was certainly part of the decision. The other was her art is just so beautifully colorful. It's going to be so engaging for kids, and that's our primary audience, is to get children engaged in art and the things that it can bring them.
Right. So speaking to that, as an organization, I know that your mission is to collect, preserve, and promote original art from the finest children's literature, all while inspiring and empowering young people to read and be creative, but not just in Abilene, but beyond that. So I think this event is a wonderful way to reach the Spanish-speaking community. Have there been events like this one before? Do you hope to have more?
We certainly hope to have more. The only other thing we've done similar to this is we did an exhibit of Coretta Scott King, award-winning illustrator, so we were able to reach the African-American community in a way we'd never been able to do before. Unfortunately, a lot of illustrators are male and white, and most of our exhibits have been that way. But we're certainly looking to reach out, and Juju is going to be an awesome opportunity to engage the Spanish-speaking community in a way we haven't. Almost all of her books are bilingual. One of the titles is in Spanish also, as well as English. So that's going to broaden our audience of people who would like to come see it.
So I'm curious, who is in charge of selecting the content featured at events such as this one? And what does that process look like?
Trish Dressen has been working with the Hispanic community to pull together some of the local groups that could represent different parts of Juju's art. For instance, we have two books that Señor Calavera is a skeleton, and he basically represents death. And so we have people coming in Thursday night who are going to read several of the books, one with Señor Calavera, and they're going to explain some of the customs that go with Day of the Dead. Mm. We also, I wasn't very familiar with it till I started doing research on the Mexican wrestling culture. We have a guy who's going to come in a mask, and he's going to explain what it would mean to be a luchador. So that's going to be really kind of neat, too.
That sounds very, very neat. So how does this event differ from the featured artist the NCCIL brings in every month?
Okay. Well, we change exhibits three times a year.
Okay.
So we bring an artist when we open the exhibit. This time, Juju will not be there next Thursday. Because her book, Dreamers, has been such a national success, actually international success.
Oh, wow.
She is traveling a lot, so she's not going to be able to come till spring. But we've been in contact with her, and she's been great about giving us some information and things that she would kind of like to see. So that's a little different. We've only had that happen maybe once or twice in the last 22 years that an artist hasn't been available. And then also, I think we're bringing in more cultural events than we normally do, just because her books have such a wide variety of subjects that it's a really neat way to teach everybody in the community about different aspects of her culture.
So why should listeners read this book with their kids?
Oh, Dreamers. Dreamers is amazing. It almost makes you cry when you read it. The prose is very short. There's not a lot of words. But Juju came to the United States when she was 26, and she had an infant son. She came with her husband to San Francisco, and she didn't speak any English. And beyond the obvious political atmosphere we have right now with, you know, people trying to come to the United States and all of the red tape and things that are going on with that. But she came in a time when she was welcomed. And when people tried to reach out to her to help her assimilate into the culture. And so she learned to read English by going to the library and reading picture books, because the pictures told a story, even if she couldn't make out the words. And so she and her son learned English at the same time. And it's just a really neat story to share with kids about dreaming to do whatever you want to do. I mean, she came up here. She wasn't an artist when she came to the U.S. She came and she just kind of started her life over again and embraced everything that she could.
That's so inspiring. So what can people expect if they choose to come to the event on November 14th?
Well, the art itself is beautiful. If you've been to the Nickel before, you're going to find that there's a lot more art on the walls than normal. The pieces are big and they're super colorful. So we have the art. We have the books on the bookstands. And like I said earlier, a lot of them are bilingual or they have Spanish words. So that's also a nice thing to sit and read with kids. We're going to have people doing various readings of the books. One is the wrestling book, Nino Wrestles the World. One is going to be Just a Minute, which is about Señor Calavera and the Day of the Dead. And then the other will be about dreamers. And so there'll be people there talking about different aspects of Mexican culture. The exhibit will open at 5 on Thursday night. The events will be from 6 to 7. And then we're going to have three activities in the art studio that are inspired by her various books. And so there's going to be a lot of hands-on things that people can do. And it's not just for kids. Everybody, you know, we always end up with a group of college kids that come and do all the art projects and stuff. So we're inviting everybody to come. This will be fun.
That sounds so exciting. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you so much for having us here. This is wonderful.
Of course. I've been talking with head curator Debbie Lilick of the National Center for Children's Illustrated Literature. And on November 14th, the Nickel will welcome award-winning author Juju Morales. For KACU, I'm Lauren McDonald.